This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. British Prime Minister Theresa May is walking the tightrope between a hard Brexit that is just going almost no matter the terms, and her shellacking in the election a couple of weeks ago, which weakens her position. As she tries to negotiate some kind of trade deal with the European Union on the way out, she's got some extremely hard Brexiters demanding something called the nuclear option, unilateral free trade. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard explains what that might mean.
No wonder they call this the nuclear option.
5, 4, 3.
This would
two,
be a very drastic
one.
Move.
They're out now.
With massive repercussions. The idea is you scrap the tariffs on every import into Britain, the world's fourth biggest importer. This would, say its advocates, unleash a huge burst of economic energy.
Prices for consumers come down, we reckon, by 8% overall. And the competition that producers now face forces them to raise productivity.
Patrick Minford, professor of economics at Cardiff University, says if the EU won't give Britain a free trade deal, the UK should make a unilateral declaration, throwing itself open to free trade with everyone.
And as a result of that double process of consumers being better off and producers having to be more productive, GDP rises in the UK by about 4%, according to our calculations.
Sounds great in theory, but how does it sound in the practical world of business?
This is a security announcement. For your safety and security, CCTV is recording throughout this airport 24 hours a day.
At London's Stansted Airport, I met a young entrepreneur who thinks unilateral free trade is worth a try. Tom Cridland runs a small fashion company. Today he's flying off to meet one of his suppliers in Portugal. Cridland's alarmed at the prospect of Britain leaving the EU's tariff-free single market.
At the moment, we don't pay any duty on getting clothing from Portugal and Italy, our production, into the UK. But if Brexit were to happen, one of our biggest worries was having to suddenly start paying tariffs and duty on getting the clothing to England where we need it to be. So this idea of unilateral free trade is one that very much appeals to me.
Anyone importing products or raw materials might agree, but many others are not enthusiastic.
Good afternoon, Reed Steele.
The boss of this steel company, Simon Boyd, is very pro-Brexit. He thinks it'll help his company trade even more successfully abroad, but he's not too keen on unilateral free trade.
Well, I'm all for free trade, but we have to protect some key industries in the UK that are essential to the running of the country.
Like the steel industry.
Steel industry is a good example.
For example, he says Britain must protect itself against what he calls the dumping of steel by the Chinese. Farming needs protection too. Unilaterally lowering trade barriers to all comers would make Britain vulnerable.
We would be in some difficulty if that kind of product we had to rely on people outside the UK. Well, we'd be at their mercy if there was any issues that ever arose in the future.
But economist Professor Minford says the benefits of tearing down trade barriers outweigh the disadvantages, and Britain has the chance to lead the world, encouraging other countries to go for the nuclear option, unilateral free trade.
Your critics, however, might argue that it's the economic equivalent of unilateral nuclear disarmament. In practice, very few are likely to follow suit.
The point is that with weapons, you're threatening other people. But with tariffs, you're threatening yourself. In unilateral free trade, you're getting rid of things that are actually hurting you.
But both the main parties in this month's general election promised further state intervention. The British appetite for free market solutions seems to be waning. Pressure for a soft Brexit, keeping close ties with the EU, is rising too. Unilateral free trade does seem a very distant possibility. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.